glorious day. Living, he loved me. He died, and he carried our sins far away. Rising, he justified, freed us forever. One day, he's coming back. Glorious day. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freed us forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freed us forever. One day he's coming back, a glorious day. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freed us forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the risen King. That day when he held my filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as can be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men. What my example is he. Living, he loved me. And dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freed me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah to the risen King. Say, living, he loved me. Say, dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freed me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. One day they led him up on Calvary's mountain. That day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering, anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Oh, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freed me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Send it on down, y'all. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. I said, send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. Say, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, free forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the risen King. Say, sitting it on down, sitting it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down, sitting it on down, sitting it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down, faking nothing till he's sitting on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down, send it on down, send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I lift your name on high. Come on, lift the Lord up this morning. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. Come on, say, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. And I'm so glad you're in my life. And I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Hallelujah. Lord, I lift your name on high. Hallelujah. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. And I'm so glad you're in my life. And I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. High in all the earth and all, high and lifted up in all the earth is who you are. High and lifted up in all the earth is who you are. High and lifted up in all the earth is who you are. Lord, we exalt your name. Lord, we exalt your name. High lifted up in all the earth is who you are. High lifted up in all the earth is who you are. High lifted up in all the earth is who you are. Lord, we exalt your name. Lord, we exalt your name. We exalt your God. We exalt your God. Hallelujah. hosts are ye there?
Yes, I am, Minister Rosman. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Take it away.
All righty. Good morning, and I thank you, Minister Rosman, for being our psalmist, for the time, your time of worship and song. I thank you also, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Janice Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scriptural reference of Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website, themasterscall.net. The website is themasterscall.net. Here, all messages have been archived as well as the speaker's bios. The theme for the year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, created miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a psalmist, as a host, or to share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or our Prayer General, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. On Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. Please join us. What brought us together was the phenomenal company first called Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, and is led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. Today is Tuesday, so it is Presidential Tuesday, and our host will be Executive President Candia Mosley. That number to reach this call is 667-770-1525, 10-294-617. The number is 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617. To avoid any charges, the bypass number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. I'm going to introduce to you our speaker for the morning. It is someone that we love and we are all very, very familiar with. Our speaker for the morning is none other than our pastor, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon is an anointed preacher who will bring forth the word that God has given her for this day. Pastor Vanessa is an anointed teacher who is willing and does weekly teach all of us that are available on her call at 10 o'clock at night, all that she has to pour out to us about the prophetic. Right now we're learning about prophetic prayer. Dr. Pastor Vanessa is a historian, so someone that is steeped in learning the knowledge that is required to maintain what we need to know. As it says in the Bible, often people forgot what had gone before. Pastor Vanessa makes sure that she keeps us aware of what has gone before. And now, after I pray, the next voice that you hear will be none other than our beloved Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, first thanking you for the breath of life, Lord, and being in our right mind, Lord. We thank you for all that has gone forth up to this point, Lord, and we thank you for what is going to happen the rest of the day, Lord. Lord, please allow us to open our ears so that we may hear what the word is saying this morning, Lord. Lord, allow us to open our hearts so that we can receive the word that is being brought forth this morning, Lord. Lord, allow us to move all things out of our minds so that we can concentrate and hear what is being said. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. I appreciate that prayer as you set the atmosphere for the word of God to come forth. Good morning to our entire Master's Call family. Thank you for just being here, showing up for another day to enjoy the mercies of God. We want to definitely thank our dear Minister Keisha, who gave us our shout-outs, welcoming us as we came on the call. Name by name, person by person, there in Cincinnati, thank you. A big shout out of thanks to Minister Roslyn there in Bowie, Maryland, for leading us in worship and song. We appreciate you. And our host, our dear Minister Janice, thank you for hosting this call today. A special shout out, I heard our co-founder, Dr. Pacola, there in Virginia. Good morning, my dear sister in the Lord. We are enjoying this time of consecration. Well, for some are enjoying it, but we're doing what we know we need to do in this time of prayer and fasting. Thank you for your leadership with that. Well, I tell you, we're just excited about all that God has been doing in our lives. We thank him for his faithfulness. We are closing out. My goodness, April is almost over, and he has allowed us in this 2022 to be blessed in spite of, through all. And we are in the midst of, we've had a powerful resurrection time, Passover this past weekend, and we are still in the midst of our Black Women's History Month. And as Minister Janice so said, I have not been realizing how much I have loved history, and I was laughing the most because as a child, I used to always, out of my siblings, I would be the one who always said, I'll never be a teacher like you and Daddy. I would tell my mother that all the time. I said, wow, you all have to do too much to be a teacher. I'm going to be out there like I was for years, an engineer, and my brothers are attorneys. And I was teasing, well, they were teasing me, I should say. My older brother's birthday was yesterday, and we were all celebrating him. And he said, remember when you used to say? I said, don't remind me. And I told him that I just had this new, fresh love for history, because when we tend to forget where we've come from, we don't appreciate where we are, and then we don't take the baton to grab and run on and do our part to make it better for the ones who'll come behind us. So in this Black Women's History Month, we have so much history to be grateful for, so many sacrifices that we stand on the shoulders of. But I've been enjoying bringing to you some current shoulders that are being established that many of us don't hear about. Let me just name a few before we'll be getting right on into the word. I've been impressed because most of the three or four women I'm going to discuss this morning, all of them are under 50. And for, I don't know about you, but for me, that's exciting. That's a fresh wind of a right now move of God. The first one I want to talk about is Nia DaCosta. Nia, N-I-A, and her last name, DaCosta, capital D-A, capital C-O-S-T-A. Never heard of her, but she is a filmmaker, and she's most known for directing indie film Little Woods and the film Candyman remake. She made history last year when she was named director of Captain Marvel. This accomplishment made her the first black woman to direct a movie within that Marvel Studios franchise. And we know how absolutely huge that franchise is. Halle Bailey, not Barry, but Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. She is a cast member of Freeform's Grow-ish. We all just saw last week the ending of Black-ish. And she's a new cast member of the new series, Grow-ish. And a half of this dynamic singing group of Chloe and Hale shocked the world back in 2019 when she was officially cast as the Little Mermaid, Ariel, a first for the traditionally white portrayed role following Disney's 2009 The Princess and the Frog film, which was the studio's sole point of black representation at that time. So Haley is now considered the second ever black Disney princess. Then Javicia, spelled J-A-V-I-C-I-A, Leslie, actress Javicia Leslie, is the first black woman to play the iconic role of Batwoman in the DC franchise. Her role has amplified the need for more representation within the entertainment industry and proved the power behind being the change our society needs to see. And no idea there had been a black Batwoman as much as I grew up watching of those series. Most of us have all heard of Naomi Osaka. Naomi Osaka had become the standard for black excellence for young black girls since the then 20-year-old. She beat out our Serena Williams at the 2018 U.S. Open Final to win her first Grand Slam title. Now, since then, she's reigned supreme as a tennis player and became the highest-earning female athlete in 2019, earning $37.4 million and $1.4 million more than Serena Williams' record-setting figures coming out of Forbes. And then lastly, Jennifer King. She's a sports vet. Jennifer King made history after the Washington football team named her their assistant running back coach for the 21-22 season, making her the first ever black woman assistant coach in the National Football League. In the team's announcement, she shared that it's important for young black girls to know that they can do anything, as she gave an awesome interview in Essence magazine. So we are seeing that baton pass to our younger generation, and we celebrate these sisters, and I'm hoping that's encouraging some of you to make sure whatever you're called to do, you do it with the spirit of excellence, and remember the sacrifices and the shoulders that we all stand on. Well, we're going to continue in our series, Count It All Joy. Count It All Joy, the challenge of commitment. My dear spiritual daughter, Kai, has been doing a phenomenal job with her Count It All Joy series, and I love how they've been overlapping and just coming together in the spirit. You all know James is my favorite book. Yes, my favorite book. Why? Because I call it the practical book, the common sense book. James was the half-brother of Jesus. He was over the mother church in Jerusalem as one of the apostles. James saw it all. Remember, he grew up with Jesus as the carpenter until he became our salvation and our king. So we have been using as a text verse James 1, verses 2 through 4, and I ask you to look that up for sake of time. But we all know it's count it all joy that whenever you face trials of any kind, because you know that the testing of your faith proves, the King James says patience, the NIV says perseverance. And we talked in the past about how do you count it all joy, especially while we're in the midst of a pandemic. Remember God's covenant promise to us, but it does include a if-then disclaimer. We talked previously in weeks together from 2 Chronicles 7. We all know that 14th verse, that if my people are called by my name, he gave four conditionals. First, if they humble themselves. And then secondly, if they pray. Then thirdly, if they seek my face. In other words, not just his hand, but to seek his face. And fourthly, to turn from our wicked ways. And then in that 14th verse, he said, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and will heal their land. That's our backdrop of what we've been studying in our times together. So I'm going to continue on with this morning talking about after we deal with the pain. We talked about emotional pain, physical pain. We have to persevere through the storms. I call them some of those hiccups from hell, some of those fiery, ferocious darts being hurled from hell at us. When we learn to fight the good fight of faith, why? Because we are promised a prize from God. When Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, that Philippians 3, we know that 13th and 14th verse says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, God wants us to strive to desire a spirit of completion with our goals and dreams. I literally hear myself say these three words every day when I pray. God, give me a spirit of productivity, give me a spirit of effectiveness, and give me a spirit of completeness. I say that. I put it out there. Really, it's the P-E-E-D, productivity, effectiveness, being efficient, and definitely that spirit of completion, that we're going to complete the things that we set out to do. Everybody has a things to do list. Of course, we don't always complete them every day, but there ought to be a stride in us headed that way. See, when you start high school or college, our prize is a completion to receive that diploma. And before reaching the prize of the diploma, we all have to press through some painful classes, endure and persevere through some difficult classes to reach the prize of graduation. And we all have been in a class where we have flunked a test, but we still passed the course. And God power drilled it into me years ago when I was, I can tell you exactly when it came to me, when I was studying Greek, when I took those three semesters of Greek and said, why, Lord? I'm pretty good about retaining things, but boy, did I. Anyway, and I would hear myself say, you may lose some battles, but you're going to win the war. So in your life today, you may have had some setbacks. You may have had some detours that felt a little derailed sometimes. But my dear friend Les Brown would always say, if you can look up, you can get up. But with the power of the Holy Ghost, we can go on knowing that let's learn the right lessons when we experience some of those failures, because we still have that destination of that diploma. And so we have to remember the prize of graduating. What should keep us from pushing and pressing and persevering towards the prize? It's because we have a desire to experience the promises of God makes us not give up and makes us not quit. In 2 Corinthians 1, that 20th verse in 2 Corinthians 1, when Paul wrote to that seaport city church at Corinth, He said in the 20th verse, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God. I love how the NIV says, whatever God has promised, get stamped with the yes of Jesus. In him, this is what we preach and pray. The great amen, God's yes, and our yes together, gloriously evident. God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting his yes within us. By his Spirit, he has stamped us with his eternal pledge, a sure beginning of what he is destined to complete. See, God has made us some wonderful promises, but we have to choose joy, so we can be blessed by the journey. So in spite of this painful pandemic, nobody's denying it. It's been challenging for all of us, but all of us have a choice, and today choose joy. In spite of the pressure this pandemic has caused, count it all joy and choose the joy of the Lord. In spite of the priority of being safe, feeling separated from family, loved ones, and friends, count it all joy and choose the joy of the Lord. America, the world, we've been in the midst of a prolonged pandemic. We're working, crawling, just striving to get back to some new semblance of normal, but it's not a sprint. It's become a marathon since 2020. But a child of God, remember the word of God clearly tells us this morning to count it all joy and to choose joy. Count it all joy. Oh, the challenge of commitment. So let me review for those of you who may have missed the earlier times we together just real quick. We started off talking about counting it all joy when we encounter pain. One thing the world promises all of us is that we'll experience pain. And we first talked about some pain that's physical. He's promised that Jehovah Rapha, the healing virtue of Christ, to touch and flow through our bodies. COVID-19 has brought a lot of physical pain and all its cousins, its variants, to so many around the world. But 1 Peter 2:24 says, who has owned self, bear our sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, and by whose stripes we are healed. See, we're not denying that the pain exists, but when we speak with delegated authority by God, we know the word works when we work the word. Then we talked about many are experiencing emotional pain. We talked about the hurts that go deep, emotional pains and scars that are affecting our ability to cope, to face the trials, endure the evil hiccups from hell, continual drama causing depression and denial. And if we don't address it, it will disrupt and derail many of our hopes and our dreams. And we talk from Galatians 6, that ninth verse that says, do not grow weary in well-doing, but in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Our flesh always wants its way, but we must remain spirit-led and not carnally led, because it will surely lead to emotional pain, sustaining pain, destructive emotional pain. We have to encourage ourselves because the devil does not fight fair and never will. So we have to take what David said in 1 Samuel 30, that sixth verse. Oh, after the Philistines had ravaged the camp and took the wife and the children, and folks would turn it on him, I'd take him out of here. David had to what? Encourage himself in the Lord. We talked earlier about depression will seep in and cause sustained emotional pain when we don't count it all joy. Oh, the challenge of commitment. Then we talked about how we're experiencing pain from the intense spiritual warfare that's been going on. And we read out of Ephesians 6, the 10th through 4th verses. It helps us understand, yeah, there's a lot of rumbling going on in the realm of the spirit, that even the unsaved understand that everywhere they look, it appears to be in a state of chaos, confusion. But we must remember to not get mad at people, but get mad at the spirits leading and guiding these people. Then we talked about as believers, we have to choose again to persevere. So many of us do not persevere in the midst of a test or a trial. Yes, it will be hard. All but remember, quitters never win, and winners never quit. And we went to 2 Timothy 2, and through that first through 6th verse, when Paul was encouraging Timothy to endure hardness as a good soldier, so that as we bring this home, let's make a decision today to recommit to his word, to commit to do his will in every area of our lives, to invite in and sincerely obey. Ha, immediate obedience for the instructions that he's given us in our lives in this season. To ask the Holy Spirit to help us press past the pain, and then to commit to persevere with power. Why? Because we believe in the promises of God that are yea and amen. So today, count it all joy. Choose joy. Oh, that's our challenge of commitment. And why are we challenged? Because we know we've been promised the prize from God. As we press for the prize, God's made us some phenomenal promises. Count it all joy. The challenge of commitment. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Janice.
Thank you, Pastor Vanessa, for the word that you brought us this day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you first and foremost, Lord, thanking you for your servant that you had present your word, your message this morning, Lord. We ask you that you strengthen her and keep her, restore to her the virtue that she poured out to us. And we ask this, Lord, readily and steadily, Lord, for your mercy and your care. Lord, we also thank you and come before you for those of us who have prayer requests, Lord, who may be the sick among us, Lord, who may be the mourning among us, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you strengthen them, that you give them your peace, you give them your comfort. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. To hear the playback of this message, you may dial 712-432-1085 with the PIN 957-677-POUND. 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677-POUND. We again invite you to join the motivational call at 667-770-1525 with the PIN being 294-617-POUND. Thank you, Psalmist Rosalind, for our time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. And thank you, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, for that powerful message this morning. Would you please come back now and close this call with the benediction?
Amen. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you this morning that we do choose to count it all joy. Because that old prophet Nehemiah promised us in that 8th chapter and 10th verse that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we're drawing strength from you as we choose to count it all joy. We choose to laugh at the devil. We choose to walk circumspectly before you. We choose to only say what you say about us. So as we leave this call, but never your presence, we thank you that your anointing goes with us. The blood of Jesus goes before us. And we thank you that the victory, the prize for the press, we know is ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. And count it all joy. Be blessed. Bye-bye.